This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I start the 4 o'clock hour a little bit late, but we were having some fun there with Witty in the last segment. Give you a quick Panthers update, because we got eyes on the Heat and Warriors tonight. But Panthers update, road to a repeat. That's sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers are off, as Solana mentioned earlier, until Friday. You'll have the Utah Hockey Club visiting. And then the Cats will host Montreal on Sunday. Then they hit the road. They have a 4-game road trip after that. They'll actually go to Montreal. So it's a home and home with Montreal. So they'll go to Montreal, then Toronto, then Ottawa, and then Detroit. And that'll wrap up that 4-game road trip as the week gets underway. I guess we should look at, we should do 15 minutes of Heat. I kind of wanted to look at the lines for tonight's game. You want to do the open for 15 minutes of Heat? Solana, we'll knock that out right here.
Sponsored by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment right now at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. They're open until midnight now, by the way. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
So, reminder, again, tonight, if you want to watch the Heat game, it's on TNT. And I've been watching ESPN today. They're out there live as well. But if you want the live, local broadcast of the Heat game tonight, right here, 560 QAM, Solana, Tommy Tighe, they'll get you started with preheat at 6:15, and then Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight, the Miami Heat audio experience. Game tips off at 7:30 from the Kaseya Center. You will hear it here. Heat right now, 5.5-point dogs. We don't have clarity on just everyone yet, Steph and Duncan Robinson, but here are the player props. Crowder and Solana and Steven. Tyler Hero, 22.5. I told you I bet the over first thing this morning. I actually bet it at minus 120. It's down to minus 110 right now, so it's actually a little better price than what I put in this morning. But I think Tyler goes off tonight.
I do as well.
Steph Curry is at 21.5 at minus 130, though. So that's a...
It's easy for him to get 21.5, but I got Jimmy locked in at 21.5, and I love it.
Wiggins, 21.5. Jimmy's at 20.5 right now, but it's at minus 125.
Oh, okay.
Bam.
I was just watching during the break. I was watching Perk and a couple other dudes, the NBA Live, talk about it. And they were talking about, like, the return tour. And they were saying the same thing I feel. Like you're saying, I'm not a huge Jimmy Butler fan because what he did to the Heat. But he is the personality that wants to come back and show out on his old team.
Yeah, I think I may have said it yesterday. Jimmy's the kind of guy I think that wants to go overboard to show you what a great teammate he is. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if I got to look at what his over-under is on, like, assists. Do you know what he's averaging, Solana, at Golden State, not for the season?
Yeah, I have to look up the splits right now because I don't know what his current splits are since he's been in Golden State.
Yeah, that would be interesting to me. I wonder how different they are, by the way. But his assists over-under is 6.5 tonight. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he showed, you know, because the prevailing thought, I think, for most players would be like, oh, they go back somewhere, they want to score at will. And I think Jimmy might be the kind of guy that wants to show you what a great teammate he is, how I want to dish the ball. I want to feed everyone tonight. It's not my night. I want to make sure everyone's involved. I don't know. Over on 6.5 assists might not be the worst play in the world tonight.
He's
on,
averaging
on Jimmy.
He's averaging with Golden State in 19 games. He's averaging 6.5 assists, 6.1 rebounds per game, 17 points per game.
All overs.
All over. That's got, yeah.
All overs. Who's going to, Salon, who, like, I don't know, Spo's scheme. I'm not asking that, but who would usually, in Jimmy's position, guard Jimmy?
Man, I think, you know, you start the game with Andrew Wiggins guarding Jimmy Butler. I really do. And, you know, the Heat are going to switch a lot.
Almost as if it was these two teams playing and they were just in different uniforms where you'd have Wiggins on Butler and.
Correct, but I just think Wiggins is your best two-way defender on you know, opposing wing players. And the Heat are going to switch a lot, especially if Steph Curry plays, because that's what the Heat and most teams do against Golden State. So you're going to have Bam against Jimmy. You're going to have Tyler against Jimmy. Jimmy's going to hunt for mismatches because that's what he does. He's going to look for Tyler Hero and back him down in the low block or at the dunker spot.
Oh,
like.
Please don't let him get matched onto. Please don't let Duncan get matched onto Jimmy. Oh,
that's,
no.
Oh, but no. To what Solana just said, that's why I want the Jimmy overs, because Jimmy knows these guys.
He's
been guarded against Duncan. He knows Tyler's deficiencies. Like, he's going to get on him, and they're going to give him the ball immediately.
That, you know, when Crowder's talking it out there, it kind of makes sense because that would bolster Jimmy's claims, right? Like, hey, you get me the ball. Trust me, I'm going to have mismatches galore out there because these guys aren't on my level. Like, and like you said, Solana, he's going to try to exploit every single mismatch. Well, what if he thinks every matchup, maybe other than Bam, is a mismatch? And so he tries to exploit every single match.
Aren't they? Though,
I don't know,
between
man.
Between us, listen, hope Nimmy's not listening, but every defender instead of Bam is not capable of stopping Jimmy.
Yeah, but let's not forget, like, Jimmy Butler isn't exactly blowing by everybody. I mean, he's a smart basketball player. Bro, Haywood Highsmith, I think, is going to want some time on Jimmy. And you know who I think? He's actually my player to watch for tonight's game. Has a huge game tonight. And I'm not saying 30-point game. I'm talking about a major impact in the game is Davion Mitchell. Because that dude is a dog. And I feel like this is one of those games gearing up to be a little bit physical, especially early on. He's built for that. Like, he wants to be everybody's favorite, like, culture guy right now. He's built for these moments. I could see him.
He's over under 7.5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's low.
I could see him playing a ton of minutes tonight, and I could see him guarding Jimmy Butler a ton of minutes tonight as well.
Duncan is 8.5. Khalil Ware, 9.5. Draymond is 9.5.
So you don't like Wiggins over?
I got burned by his overs the first few games that he was in town, where I was like, oh, you know what? It is kind of cool to have a guy. But like, I had an over, I think it was maybe 19, and did he put up 10 points that game? Like, so I kind of swore off overs. I hadn't really thought of it till you said it at the beginning of the show, but this is also a revenge game for Andrew Wiggins. I hadn't really given that much thought, obviously. Yeah. So
I don't think there's like bad blood there, but I do think at the end of the day, the team traded him for another guy who has a similar skill set because they think they can be better with him, who, by the way, is like 6 years older than him, and they gave him a boatload of money that they didn't want to give Andrew Wiggins.
They have been better with Jimmy than they were with Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy's better than Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, I'm with you, but I'm talking about in Andrew Wiggins' mind. Like, right. Oh, they like that wing player better than me? I won them a title. I was the second best player on the team that won the title, and you're going to trade me for a 36-year-old who wants $120 million, and I'm coming off a 42-point performance, the highest I've scored since my career high back in 16-17, and I had 30 points the night prior. I don't know, man. I feel like Andrew Wiggins is a safe bet.
Man, he got me, Hawk. I'm about to put it in.
I know, but I swore it off. I'm not going to do it.
I can't do it.
The only bet I have in right now is Tyler over 22.5. I just feel like he's so cut out mentally for this kind of game. National TV in town and, like I don't know. I think him more than Bam on a game like this. I really do think in Tyler's mind, this game is kind of a referendum on Jimmy's exit. And this is a way for like Tyler to slam the door on perceived slights by Jimmy Butler on the way out. I can't imagine that they've got a good relationship. I'm just guessing. Tyler, 22.5. What about the over-under tonight, the actual game total, Solana? It's 216.5.
Yeah, man. I mean, I can't see the Heat scoring more than 115, 118 points against anybody. So, 216.
You just said the Heat could go 118.
No, I said
when's
I can't.
The last time they put up 118?
Not that long ago.
What they score when they won the other night?
120 something.
Scored 118 in 4 years,
bro. Yes, they did. They scored 122 against the Hornets.
So admittedly, that was the Hornets, though.
118.
I'm saying I can't see them score more than 118 because 216 is what, 108 each.
Yeah.
Depends, bro.
Yeah, that's the Grizzlies score. I'm looking because they did score 122 against the Hornets, but I'm looking back after that.
Since they beat the Hawks and the Pacers in back-to-back games at the end of February, the Heat didn't score more than, I think, 115 points in a game.
I have a Heat insider texting me that he believes Butler will insist on guarding Tyler Hero. He doesn't necessarily love my bet on the over because he'll be showing Spo, hey, you gave Tyler the keys to the offense. Let me show you. Let me show you what he's going to do when I'm defending him all night.
I know that's what Jimmy Butler claims, but it is a huge, huge lie. They didn't give Tyler Hero the keys to the offense. You know what they did? They said, hey, we have to score more points. Here's how we're going to score more points: by playing at a quicker pace and by shooting more threes. And in doing so, Jimmy Butler, if he felt slighted, I get it. But at the end of the day, hey, you're going to miss 20-plus games a season. We have to survive without
you. What matters, though, is what Jimmy believes. Jimmy believes they gave the offense to Tyler, and this person texting me is saying his way to prove to management and Spo that you shouldn't have taken the ball out of my hands and given it to Tyler, I'm going to show you how easily I can shut Tyler Hero down tonight.
Should I cash out?
Yeah, I'm going to cash out on a loss here. I'm ride or die with Tyler. Ride or die. Oh,
okay. But they can do the pick and the picks and the picks, and they can do the switch ups and the find the mismatch thing.
You guys think Jimmy Butler wants to have one of these like massive revenge games tonight where he's coming in to prove a point?
I I 100% believe that Jimmy is petty and he wants to come. He wants to come show Spo, show Riley. He already acted. He already had his little baby moment and his little hissy fit, his little temper tantrum. And so now I'm going to come back in and show you that y'all made a mistake. I really think Jimmy's petty.
I think he'd like to have another Tobias Harris over me moment. I do think he'd like a tunnel moment, a post-game moment. It's on TNT. Like, I think, yes, I do. Yeah, I think he would like that.
I think once he got that $120 million contract extension, he's like, that's all I wanted. That's it. And he got it. Somebody gave it to him. Somebody thought he was worthy of it. The Heat did not. I think that was enough for him. And the fact that the Heat lost 10 straight, and they're what, in 19 games that he's played, they're like 17-2, whatever the record is. Like, he knows he's going to have a chance to win a title this year, at the very least contend in the playoffs, and the Heat are not without him. Like, I think that is enough for him.
But Solana, think about his antics, the standing in the corner, the, you know, the subliminal tweet and text, whatever, social media stuff. Like, he's a petty human.
Yeah, but he doesn't play.
He's not a bad guy. He's just a petty human.
He doesn't play against his former teams. Think about it. Minnesota never plays in Minnesota. But
remember, I said that he wasn't even going to come down for it. When this matchup was first announced, yeah, I told people, don't waste your money getting tickets. No chance he plays in this game. And here he is, which leads me kind of to believe what Crowder's saying is, like, he's petty. If it's recent enough for us to feel the way we feel about Jimmy, it's just as recent for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
his real estate's probably still on the market. He had to move. He can't be at Slapface Coffee, whatever it's called. Yeah, like, bro,
you should open up a spite store right next to him called Slap Ass Coffee. Slap ass.
Slap ass. He's petty, man. Jimmy's petty, and Jimmy's gonna be petty till the last day.
Slap ass. Be great, man. You undercut him. I do. Let's do a quick look at the headlines because we do have Heat basketball tonight. And we're just kind of all over the place here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Just a reminder that the game is at 7:30. There is going to be a video tribute for Jimmy Butler. Duncan Robinson is questionable for the game tonight.
All right.
Steph Curry as well.
So when do they typically do those tribute videos? Usually in the first quarter, right? At the first time out?
Yeah, but I think this is going to happen prior to him being introduced. So when they actually cut to Warriors player introductions, I believe that's when the tribute is going to happen. I know some of the beat writers have tweeted that out. We got the schedule for today's game, and I think that's why. It clearly states that's what's going to happen.
Mm.
Yeah. You guys got me? It seems like I lost connection there for a second.
Well, I mean, do I hear you and see you? Yes.
I thought it was me.
No.
Hello?
Yeah. We're all here? Everybody's here? Okay. The Heat are a game and a half behind the Bulls. They're the 10th seed. They'll play the Bulls later this season. There's 11 games remaining in the regular season. Hey, the Marlins added a cruise ship in center field at Lone Depot Park.
I love this. This is so great. This is so great. We need more gadgets. We need gadgets. Like, they sold a sponsorship. I think it's the Norwegian Cruise Line, right?
NCL.
I mean, like a paper mache cruise ship, but apparently it'll like set off fireworks or something when there's a home run. Mm-hmm. So that they're not buying a lot of fireworks, admittedly, going into the season.
Goodness gracious! So we're doing the little sculpture again.
Yeah.
But the last one was a piece of art. This is a sponsored cruise ship, and it makes sense. Anyway, we're a port city.
That's terrible.
That's a good point.
They're not spending any money, and now they're gaining sponsors and not buying any players or paying anybody. That's a bad look.
Oh, what are you talking about? Putting a sponsored cruise ship in the outfield is a bad look.
It is. Well, yeah, if you bring me Tatis or Mookie Betts, I'll be happy with the cruise ship. You're pumping. Who are they pumping on us? What's his name? Marvis? So I need to see Marvis
at home. Matt Mervis got four ding-dongs this spring. Matt Mervis, my dude. I nailed it. Like, that guy's the guy. I got an eye for baseball talent.
I'm not going to spend money, but I'm going to keep acquiring money.
Well, that's a larger argument, but that was way before they put a cruise ship in the outfield.
I love it. I miss the home run sculpture. I thought it was an absolute disgrace that they took that out of center field and they put it outside to just rot away. I mean, just disrespectful to the artists and everybody involved, truthfully.
And that was all Jeter's doing. That was all Jeter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the artist?
Red.
Auerbach.
No. It was Red something.
Y'all really feel bad about it, huh?
Yeah. It was a good dude, that Red.
Marlins sculpture. Artist.
Look, Red Foreman.
Red Grooms.
Foreman. What was that little bar behind it? That was pretty fun.
Yeah, the Budweiser bar in left field, right?
Yeah. They had it going over there.
That's still good. Left field, you got one in right field. It's like the Bacardi Old Spice something. That's fire as well. Bro, Marlins Park is fun, man.
It is fun there. And now they got a cruise ship and light off fireworks.
Come on.
More gadgets. I'm telling you. Gadgets. You got to do gadgets nowadays. You can't attract fans if you don't have a lot of gadgets.
Hawk, you see my idea that I posed to Crowder? Crowder hated it.
Loved it.
Isn't that a no-brainer? I mean, you put the croquetazo in a helmet?
So brilliant.
Boom.
Brilliant.
Boom.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
20 croquetas.
What's better than one hot dog? 20 hot dogs. What's better than one croqueta? 20 croquetas. What's better than eating out of a basket? Eating out of a helmet. It checks all the boxes.
Doesn't. And it would literally be $700.
So?
Mini croquetas. We get a couple bucks for a croqueta?
Mm-hmm.
No idea. Yeah,
$40. Get a helmet. You get a helmet. What the hell are you complaining about?
Marlins Pirates, first pitch, 4:10 p.m. on Thursday. I would like to really quickly give a shout-out to J.C. Escarra. Did you guys see this? He's a Yankees player. The video of him calling his mom to let her know that he made the opening day roster went viral.
Mm-mm.
He played at FIU in 2014 through 17.
Oh, I did see that.
He spent time all over minor league baseball. He was driving Uber. He was a substitute teacher. And he just made the opening roster for the New York Yankees. Pretty cool.
I love those stories.
From Hialeah.
That's one thing. You know, you make a Marlins roster. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's still a major league roster. You make a Yankees roster. Pretty damn cool. Special.
The grind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually telling my kids now about the termites that build the big mounds in Africa, but they have to take one piece of sand at a time up. So just take the sand up, and sooner or later, you'll build a castle, but it's one piece of sand at a time.
I'm sorry. I fell into a coma.
I hate y'all.
And
you see Joe Biden last night? Because every time you do that, it reminds me of Denzel. You see Joe Biden last night went to the opening of Othello on Broadway. And that's a Denzel show, live theater on Broadway. And Joe Biden happened to show up with his wife. And so backstage, he's meeting with Denzel after the performance. And all I'm thinking to myself is, please, Denzel, please don't start doing your thing around the former president. Just say thank you for coming. Like, don't start giving him pearls of wisdom. And God bless Denzel Washington. He just said, we're honored that you're here and you're able to see our show. Thank you, Denzel, for having a little bit of a governor once.
Hey, Hawk, when you pray for rain, don't forget about the mud. Oh, man.
I'm doing visual jokes. It's the radio.
Man, my kids are so tired of hearing about the termites carrying one piece of sand up at a time. They hate it. It's only Tuesday. I got three more days of spring break to tell them about the termites
building a
castle with one piece of sand at a time.
Steven, when you want parenting tips, come to me. don't go to Uncle Denzel over there.
I'll make sure to tell my son about the termites day one. Yeah,
if you want him to question everything about being part of your family.
Do you think the termites think about the work or they just work?
No, they just work, but I'd like to think that I can give my son a better message than you have to carry one grain of sand at a time to the top of a mountain.
He's not wrong, though. Sorry, it is Steven. A great...
He's going to prison. It's okay. We'll go see him.
Quick Miami Open update. It was a tough day yesterday for American women in the women's singles bracket. Jessica Pegula, the only one who advanced to the quarterfinals. She's going to play Emma Raducanu of Great Britain. Coco Gauff lost. Defending champ Danielle Collins lost to Aryna Sabalenka, the world's number one. Taylor Fritz from Miami, or lives in Miami, advanced in the men's singles to the round of 16. He's the highest seeded American at the Miami Open since my guy Andy Roddick. And our boy Francis Tiafoe lost yesterday, Crowder, to...
You didn't get to see him, Crowder.
Yeah.
Messed up.
Artur Fiel. That was an insane match, by the way. It was a roller coaster of a match.
I watched it last night. I asked him to go to Tootsie's yesterday. He wouldn't want to go.
He was up 5-3.
Yeah, probably wasn't in the mood.
I don't know what will get you, make you happier than Tootsie's, but it is what it is.
He was up 5-3 on serve, add in, and he hit a ball that was like that much out, and then he ended up losing that first set in a tiebreaker, won the second set, and then just got torched in the third. Like, he was that close from winning in straight sets, and he didn't. Today, Djokovic plays Zverev, the world number one, Fritz, the American, Casper Ruud, they're all in action in the round of 16, but I did see there was a weather delay, so we'll see what happens there. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7, partly cloudy and rain. That is your weather.
All right, very good. Heat and Warriors tonight. That's the big one. I'm looking forward to that one. That's a microwave popcorn, an icy cold Coke Zero on the couch kind of game.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody feeling it tonight? Feeling it.
I am. You
it's kind of like it's a
what?
Microwave popcorn and an icy cold Coke Zero kind of night.
In our house, it's a Wingstop and a seltzer water night.
That's fair. I don't have a lot of food in the house because we were out of town and I don't feel well. I don't feel like going shopping, and I'm certainly not going to. I used to call it a Las Patas kind of night where you get a big Las Patas sub and have an icy cold Coke, but I can't do that.
I can ride with
but
that.
It's kind of a meaningless season at this point. I mean, Solana keeps giving us they could be the 9, they could be the 10 seed. You know, we had better aspirations at the beginning of the season. It hasn't worked out that way. So here we are, March 25th. There's not a whole hell of a lot to be excited about for the Heat season. This game has all the juice for me. Like, I love tonight's matchup. I love the storylines on this. I love, you said it a bunch last segment, Jimmy Butler is Petty. And this, and you happen to like Petty when Petty's on your side. You can tell Petty to go away when Petty's against you. But I like Petty when we're Team Petty. But you're right. Jimmy Butler's got a lot of Petty in him. That makes this game to me just kind of like, we could get what we're looking for tonight, which is just this battle of, you know, Heat DNA and Heat culture against Jimmy's will and Jimmy's DNA and his culture. Could be very interesting tonight. I hope it delivers. And Crowder has disconnected. He is so excited for tonight's game that he disconnected. He had a terrible connection all afternoon long, no?
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah. Do we know still on any of the players? When will we find out? I checked Ira Winderman's Twitter, but nothing yet.
I believe there's another injury update coming up at 5:30. I have the official NBA injury website up, but nothing yet.
I went out. I don't know, this internet's terrible at my house. But the Petty thing, that's when I went out. You were talking about Jimmy being Petty and like, having more to the season than Solana talking about, we're two games back from the 11 seed. No one cares about that. Looking at the schedule, though, Heat Warriors, Heat Hawks, Heat 76ers, Wizards, Celtics, Grizzlies, Bucks, 76ers again, Bulls. I know you want to see Montez Yazelis, whatever the hell his name is for the Bulls. The Pelicans.
Montez Zealous.
The Pelicans on April 11th. I want to see Zion if he's healthy. But this is the most important game of the rest of the season for the Heat because Jimmy's coming back.
I think so. I really think so. I don't think there can be a game much more important because even if you're playing for the 10 seed or the 9 seed or the 8 seed, to me, you're splitting hairs because you're getting to the first round. I don't think anything magical is going to happen. Tonight's the kind of game that you wait for all season, a game that just has all kinds of drama attached to it. Like, you know, you know, if you're a Heat fan through and through, and this guy did your organization and your godfather dirty, like, you want to see him get his tonight, you know, and you don't want to see him go off tonight. And he's coming in to show you that he never was the kind of guy that was going to kneel at the altar of the godfather that you all have knelt at for so long. And I'll show you why tonight. Like, there's just such great drama tonight. I hope it delivers. It has the possibility of just being another Tuesday night game that has no drama attached to it. He puts up 14 points, 5 assists, and Tyler puts up 19 points, and you know, and the game ends 91-86, and the line at 5.5 was right about there.
Jimmy never bent the knee. That's what they say on these period pieces. Jimmy never bent the knee, and now you need to respect us because you're not one of us. And I hope they come, hope they blitz him. Every time he gets the ball, trap him back in that damn right corner baseline where he's always going to be.
It's funny because I, you know, Hawk, you mentioned an insider had texted you earlier, and I had somebody text me in the last segment as well that Eric Spoelstra is mad enough to perhaps just put Bam Adebayo on Jimmy Butler every single second that he's out there.
Funny as hell, man.
Yeah.
Would be funny as hell. Give him the Jeremy Lin treatment. Anybody but Jimmy.
Yep. It's going to kill my parlay, but I'd love to watch it because I'm a Heat fan.
All right, well, give me your prediction. What do you think happens tonight?
I think the Warriors are going to win. I think Jimmy goes off. I just think they're going to – like, Steve Kerr is good enough to find a way to do it. I think Tyler goes off. To your point, you talked me into that. Like, I think it's a normal basketball game, but I think Jimmy and Tyler, they're going to lead the teams. And I hope Steph doesn't play because that makes it so much easier for my Jimmy over.
I think if Steph plays, I just don't see how the Heat win this game. And I love the emotion of it, but at some point, a better basketball team is just a better basketball team. And imagine if the Heat had not beat, who was it, Charlotte the other night? I mean, they had lost 10 games in a row. This is not a good basketball team right now. So I'm not expecting miracles tonight. I just want to see some drama.
And Mike, I want the drama too. But am I crazy? I believe the Warriors win with Steph, and I believe the Warriors win without Steph.
I agree with that.
They're a better basketball team.
I agree with that. What do you think, Solana?
All I know is you have one team on a losing streak entering the Kaseya Center tonight, and you have one team on a winning streak entering the Kaseya tonight. Crowder, without Steph, they're a better basketball team. Who's going to beat the Heat tonight? Quinton Post? You don't even know half their starting lineup without Steph Curry. Moses Moody?
Draymond?
Brandon Podzemski?
Jimmy?
I mean,
Jimmy,
what?
Kuminga? I mean, we talked about that guy for 3 weeks on this
show.
He was this Bradley Beal Kuminga. For a minute.
This damn Kuminga can go. I've been watching him now that Jimmy's there and they're always on TV. Solana, is the Heat's roster better than the Warriors roster without Steph?
Yes. Steph Curry is one of the top 10, in my opinion, greatest players of all time.
Did you see that shot from the full court shot from
the tunnel?
Get the name of it. The tunnel. What didn't go in?
Who, Steph's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the video was that it went in.
Right. It didn't go in. There's another angle. It glances off the net. It looks like it went in, but it was short. I'm Team Jay Williams.
So let me just take Solana.
Mm-hmm.
I think without Steph Curry, the Heat is a better roster. I'm with Solana on that one. They just are. Bam and Tyler.
So Jimmy, Draymond, Buddy Hield, who's one of the best shooters right now in the NBA. I watched the game the other night. They were talking about it. You got the big boy, Looney. You got Gary Payton II. You got this damn Kuminga guy. I don't know, but he impresses me. Panoskini, I don't know, the little white boy, the two white boys, Post and Panoskini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would take their roster without Steph Curry over the Heat.
Yeah, you sold me. No, man. They're good because Steph Curry is one of the greatest players to ever play the game. He elevates rosters like that. It's not an indictment on them, but like the Warriors aren't going to win a title. The Heat aren't going to win a title. I think the Miami Heat, as currently constructed, are a lot better than they looked during that 10-game losing streak. They won a game. This is an emotional game. I think they win it tonight. And I think they close out the season looking a lot more like the team we expected them to be, contrary to the team that lost 10 straight. This is the tipping point right here. This is the breakpoint.
They're not their record.
This is the breakthrough right here.
So they're not their record.
And Jimmy Butler scores 0 points.
Well, their record, though, before Jimmy got there, Crowder, was terrible. I mean, weren't they pacing not to even make the playoffs?
Before who, the Warriors? They were the 10th seed when Jimmy Butler got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, I believe I believe the Warriors could beat the Heat with or without Steph tonight. I really
do. We're about 2.5 hours from finding out. Solana's going to head to the Kaseya Center. Steven Gonzalez is going to fill in for him at the 5 o'clock headlines. How about that? We're going to tap in a rookie, see how he does with the headlines. If he does poorly, makes for good show content. And if he does well, it bodes well for the future. Either way, we win. So no pressure, Steven.
We're cheering for you, Steven.
No pressure at all.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard. And you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.